This is Anna Davis, and this is track 15 from Moving with the Moon. The Brahmari, the humming bee breath practice, wonderful to practice during your waning moon, premenstrual phase, and also a balancing, extremely calming practice to practice at any time throughout your menstrual cycle or your feminine life cycle. To prepare for the breathing practice, come to sit comfortably kneeling or cross-legged on the floor or even in a chair if that's more comfortable for you. Just allowing yourself to relax and settle, closing down the eyes and drawing the awareness inwards. Tuning into your breath, your natural breath in and out of your nostrils. And if you notice any tension, any holding, particularly if you've come from a busy day, you could perhaps even just work initially with some falling out breaths, breathing deeply in through the nostrils and letting the breath fall out through an open, relaxed mouth as you exhale. Even making sound if that feels good. Softening into yourself, into this moment. Developing the falling out breath into the soft belly breath. If you like, you could rest your palms on your lower belly, on your womb space, as you allow the breath to open and soften into your deep abdominal area. Belly expanding as you inhale, expanding into the palms, and softening and drawing gently away from the palms towards the spine as you exhale. And now we'll prepare for the actual pranayama, which is also a kind of a chant because we're making a sound. We're making a long, slow, humming sound. It's really the last part of the om sound, the mm sound that we say when we chant om. The sound is long, slow and deep. And as we chant the mm sound, see if you can feel it reverberating at your third eye center, the Ajna chakra, the point between the eyebrows deep into the brain, which stimulates the seat of the soul, the governing gland of our hormonal system, the pineal gland. So for the initial few, you might want to just keep listening to my instructions, but after a while, you might want to close off your senses as you chant the mm sound and actually use your index fingers to gently push the flaps of the ears in so that you'll actually hear the sound reverberate inside your head. So you can do that at any time if you like to add another level to your Brahmari, your humming bee chanting breath. But initially, let's just do without closing off the ears. So let's just take a deep breath in and together we'll make a long, slow mm sound. Breathing down into the belly now. Mm. Inhaling again. leave you now to continue your own sounding, your own brahmari, either with the ears still open or taking the index fingers and gently pressing the ears close. And I'll ring the bell when it's time to finish the practice. Letting go of the sound, of the sounding, of the chanting now. And just still with the eyes closed, sitting quietly for the last few moments of this practice. Allowing your body mind to soak up the deep quiet now. The quietness on the other side of the chanting, where we just sit with the after reverberation of this deep, potent chanting. And placing the palms of the hands together into Anjali Prayer Mudra at the heart center, bowing your head in gratitude. Namaste.